Welcome back to Dirty Words. You're here with me, Marissa, Iridian, and Alex.
Hey.
Hi.
This week might surprise some of you with the trajectory and the way that we're going to go. Don't be shocked when I say this, but our dirty word is nipple. For those of you who need a definition, it is a small projection, wow, words, in which the mammary ducts of female mammals terminate and from which milk can be secreted, which also not female people have nipples too. So that's an interesting definition. That could be a
also
whole conversation.
Not female animals also have nipples. Like I see them on my little dog all the time because I'm concerned he has ticks, but it's really just a nipple.
Yeah, that is true.
It's true.
So I was inspired to name not me personally, like we decided together, but like I was like, nipple could be the word because I want to give credit where credit's due. Devin Lytle, Devin But Better on YouTube. She's from BuzzFeed and she was with Ladylike, if anyone ever watched that. She just made a video about having like golden nipples because there's the new fashion trends where people are like, it's almost like the Mean Girls Regina George thing where people are like wearing things to emphasize their nipples more than not. So that's why I was inspired and suggested this as a thing. And we were going to go one direction with this, but we're going to go a different direction with it now that you all don't know yet, but we do.
And before we get titillated by the titty points, I want to hear you all's obsessions of the week or of the past couple of weeks. Time is a construct and I don't know what's happening anymore.
Exactly.
I have an obsession.
Tell us.
You guys know how like every October artists will like do Inktober?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't realize. I was like, who comes up with the prompts? You know, like, does a committee come together?
Or, that's a good question.
There's like an account, like, an actual Inktober account, and they make the prompts. And I don't know, I think it's a group of artists that do it.
Oh.
But I've always kind of like admired it. Well, I have a favorite artist, like an illustrator, and she does, her name is Furry Little Peach. And she is based in Australia, and I've followed her for years. And I just realized that she does Peachtober with her own little prompts.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I started doing her prompts this year. So that's been my obsession. I've been trying to keep up with it.
That's so cute. I didn't even realize that's where it was from. I've just seen the pictures. I was like, that's cute.
Great commentary. On that note, there's other things that also produce ink, such as squids. My obsession of the week is Squid Game. There's not actual squids in it, but I thought that was a good transition.
That is a good transition. Do you, everyone's been watching it. I haven't seen it yet.
We still haven't. We've only watched like three episodes, I think.
It's good. It speaks on the same commentary that like we've talked about on here, just about like class structures and hierarchy and how people with money exploit people and what that looks like. And also the idea of people being exploited almost for like the entertainment or pleasure of others and what that means. I don't know. I just love it. And it's so well made. And we're seeing so many reboots and remakes of things that happened a decade ago or two decades ago. It's nice to see something that's like, this is a new idea, this is a new thing that I haven't seen before. So
my question is, when are we actually going to make a reality show that is about risking, like there's already shows where you can get super injured and like you're risking your life to a degree, but like where murder is on the line, you know? Like Hunger Games, Squid Game, because we've seen so many things like that, and slowly I feel like we're pushing media in that direction. So it's just like very scary to be like, and you know what you can,
go ahead.
I was gonna try to do a cute transition like Alex, but please.
I was gonna ask, you mentioned Hunger Games, like, so from what I gathered from like the trailer and from everyone sharing like memes and stuff. Is it like Hunger Games meets Black Mirror?
I would say it has more ties to Black Mirror that for just like that it's like a fucked up reality kind of thing. I just say yeah. Hunger Games because that's like a game where people compete and they're killed in it. I mean, you could get into the thing of like wealth disparity because like people in District 1 were being trained to go to this and volunteering, whereas the lower districts, they weren't. But everyone in Squid Game right now is someone that was in a bad situation and they've basically exploited. It's all financial stuff. They've exploited that financial debt that every individual owes for a different reason. And that's how they're getting them to stay because there's like a big pool of money at the end.
For someone whose obsession that this is not, you sure are acting obsessed with it.
Well, we watched it together.
Why are you so obsessed with me, girl? I want to know.
And you know what you do when you're contemplating the traumas of the world and what's happening? You cozy up in a big comfy sweater. That's my obsession of the week. If anyone hasn't heard of it, it's giant hoodies. It's an Arkansas brand. And the guy who made it, I don't know if it was him and his girlfriend or just, I think it's just the guy, but they were both Beyonce, excuse me. They're both like track runners. I think one was Arkansas and one's Tech, something like that. They're both track runners and have been to like Olympic, Paralympics, like they're top of the game. But it's just a company that makes really big hoodies. I'm like showing the camera, but I know everyone listening can't see the camera, but they make really big hoodies and really big t-shirts and they're just fun and cute. And it's like cozy, but also lightweight enough that I wore it during the summer too when I wanted to. So that's my obsession. I'm wearing it right now and drinking tea.
So when you're going through existential dread and a depressive episode from watching things and thinking about things like Squid Game, you can wrap up in this and feel comfortable and loved while you're scrolling through Iridian's Instagram to be inspired by artwork.
And I'm going to point out, we're going through this quickly, everyone, because this is Marissa. I got off work super late. And so we're trying to, you know, share our thoughts on things that you all didn't ask for, but we wanted to talk about. All of us have one obsession in common. We're doing a giveaway and I'm very excited about all of the items. And it's all things that I personally use literally every day / week, but it's just cute things. So go to our Instagram. It'll be linked in like the description of our episode if you haven't already seen it, or it's just Dirty Words Pod Instagram. Yeah, it's cute.
You all, it's literally free stuff. And I think it adds up to like over $100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 100%. Just do it. Just sign up just for fun.
Just do it. And funsies. Shipping only to the US of A because we got a little money for a giveaway, but not a lot of money for that shipping overseas.
Yeah, this is all purchased by us. No one gave us anything. We appreciate the people who want to hear us talk. And also to clarify what Marissa said, only shipping to the A part of the US.
Don't listen to her. It was a bad joke, everyone. Okay, so now back to my hoodie. My body is covered right now. So our word, nipples. You can't really see my nipples in this at all because it's just a big bag on me. But we kind of, nipples as an overarching word and concept has to do with the idea of like censorship and bodies and how many ways that comes up. And like Devin, but better, we'll put her video in the description of this. She talks about how for some reason, putting a little emoji over a nipple, if there happens to be breast tissue with the nipple, somehow makes it okay.
Queen Britney did that.
Yeah, Britney Spears did that, the queen. But somehow if I just like posted a picture of my boobs, it's like the most obscene thing.
Yeah. Also, the whole situation with like, you mentioned breast tissue and things like that.
I don't have any.
If you ever see a picture of someone that is shirtless, that just so happens to be a cis male, there's no question about it. There's no censorship. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, we all fucking know this already, right? But
also, like, even if someone isn't like ripped, and they might have a little bit more fat on their chest, and it could be mistaken for a boob, quotes around that, because, like, again, every word's made up. If they somehow, it's like the person looks man enough, quotes around that, like what our perceived idea of gender is, then it's also okay. You know?
And I think part of...
You go, Alex. I'm drinking my tea.
I think part of the reason why this is an important topic, because, right, we could say nipples and be like, oh, free the nipple. And this could be a 30-second conversation, and it could free be done. And nipple. We could be like,
yeah,
let's post it. I think a part of the reason that we want to have this conversation in my mind was like, yes, let's have this, is because how do we accidentally censor stuff, or how do we accidentally promote this? And I'm going to go on a little rant here. I work for a gender and sexuality resource center.
Oh, you all sit down for this one.
Or stand up so you can sit down. Like, yeah. Whatever feels best for you. I work for a gender and sexuality resource center. And you would assume, just by the name of it, this is a center that's trying to push the boundaries. This is a center that's trying to push the limits, kind of.
Challenge
the systems, right? Its goal is to challenge systems of power that have existed, because its goal is to stand for humans, right?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you how many fucking times I've been dress coded in this job, more than any other
and
job.
And your coworkers.
And my coworkers. We've all been dress coded by our supervisor about, like, I'm not allowed to wear a skirt because having shorts in the back is somehow inappropriate and unprofessional, even though to know I'm wearing shorts, you'd have to be staring at my ass.
I just need every listener who thinks that a skirt can be professional, a skirt with shorts underneath it, because, like, who needs the anything down beneath falling out without they're at work? Raise your hand if you think it could be professional. I'm hoping all of your hands are raised. Okay, we're in agreement. Alex's boss is ridiculous.
But then when we think about it in relation to censorship, and also how feminism, what that means with bodies and stuff like that, mm-hmm. She has been very adamant, like, you can show as much breast as you want, and it's okay. Like, your skirts and shorts can be as short, or not shorts, your skirts can be as short as you want them to be, like, blah 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 blah. So I'm like, it's okay if I'm showing my body in what's deemed to be a sexual way, but if I want to wear clothing because it feels more functional, or it feels better to me, or it feels good to me, that's not okay.
What I wouldn't even say it's a sexual way, it's a way that's more easily objectified and sexualized, because your butt hanging out isn't inherently sexual, but it's because that's how society, like, has made it acceptable, is because it is sexualized. Does that make sense?
But that's the context of this whole episode, though, right? Like, a nipple's not inherently sexual, but we've made it a sexual thing.
Yeah.
Well, specifically on a nipple on a breast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's so frustrating that you mentioned, like, what's happening at work with dress codes.
Yeah.
I, cause you work in an office, right? You work in like an office setting. Mm-hmm. I used to work for a corporate company, that is god awful. But anyways, when I used to work there, one of the rules in the dress code was that it couldn't be obvious that you were not wearing a bra. So if your nipples are seen, you would be in trouble.
Listeners, my face is shocked right now. You can't see.
Yeah. And on the other, like, the opposite side of the spectrum, it can't be visible that you are wearing a bra. So your undergarment can't show. So, you know, like, if anyone's
boobs are up to their chin and smooth and perfect, they're wearing a bra.
Yeah, so, like, they shouldn't be able to see, like, your shirt shouldn't be sheer, you know, whatever, but they also shouldn't be able to see them because of too much cleavage, or it was like deemed unprofessional for too much, like, strappage to show. I don't know what exactly they were trying to get at, but, like, there's no in between, like, they're trying to be like, no, it's ridiculous. You can't show that. You basically have to be a Barbie, smooth completely, and not show anything at all.
Or, like, just wear a bag, and then the people who made those rules would probably just, like, be rude to you for not looking cuter.
Yeah.
Some people can really pull off a bag though.
Me.
I just think dress codes are fucking stupid. Especially when they focus on nipples or boobs in general. Because you know that's it's almost always directed at female people, or you know what I mean? Like it's just
ridiculous. Well, it also shows how this sexualization, Marissa, sorry. It also shows how the sexualization extends outside of just the body part, right? Like, we're talking about a nipple specifically on a breast, and people with breasts are the ones who tend to wear bras or even sometimes like under things that are more evidently just on like the top half of their upper body.
Mm-hmm.
We've extended the sexualization to garments too. Mm-hmm. The idea that the idea of one, if you can tell that you're not wearing a bra, like your nipples are sticking out, it's because your nipples are sexual and you're gonna distract other employees. And then if we can tell that you are wearing a bra, well, it's because we know you have nipples under that bra. So that's inappropriate too. That's what the real, that's what the real rule is. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is on the work thing too. Like Radium was saying with how they had rules against that. I don't think the current place I work, I haven't actually read the dress code. I got told that the new HR person was going to start like dress coding us, but if I get in trouble for wearing kind of crop tops, like you can see my belly a little bit, I'm literally going to go to the office and be like, hey, is it affecting my job? No. Can I help customers? Yes. Okay. But then that's a privilege. I will say that's a privilege I have. I've gotten away with wearing like a little bit of shorter shirts or like tighter things because I'm a small person. And I guarantee you, if I was bigger or had like more stomach fat, that I would have been called out before, because that's like the privilege of being like a smaller person.
My coworker, and it looks like Iridian had some insight on this too. My coworker is bigger than me, and she told me she was wearing a jumpsuit that had spaghetti straps, but it didn't even go down and show cleavage. It was one of those ones that was straight across on top.
I love those necklines.
She was basically told that she was showing too much clavicle and that she needed something that had thicker straps.
For anyone that's not a biology doctor like me, clavicle is like that shoulder bone that looks real cute that apparently we're not allowed to show.
That looks real cute.
You know, my Ridian,
I heard you say what? I want you all to both know, Mercer's heard me rant about this. We had a discussion about dress code and people asked and said, and spaghetti straps were discussed and it was said that spaghetti straps were okay. And now that someone came in who is a little bit bigger, now all of a sudden it's like horrifying and horrible that like clavicle and shoulder is showing.
So many people just like hide their hate for fat people. And then, but then they'll be like, no, like body positivity, but then they would turn around like, and that's something I've even dealt with where I would like, I'd make comments about my own body. I'm like, it's literally like my uterus sticking out on my stomach. And I'd be like, oh my God. But I've like grown out of that. Just, yeah. Yeah.
That's
a whole other. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that reminds me, a while ago, like a couple of years ago, there was a video that was going around that was like, very like free the nipple. You know, like if you don't want to wear a bra, like here are benefits to not wearing a bra, blah, blah, blah. And I just remember somebody sharing it that just so happened to not have a or B cup size boobs, which cup sizes don't even mean what we really think they mean. So that's just another story. But like 32 A, 32B type, you know,
like a smaller chested person. Yeah.
Yes. They shared it and they were very upset and said, like, you know, if I were to do this, like I would be shamed. And I didn't think about that. You know, but it's true. And it's not something that like I personally like wouldn't think about it right off the bat. But like, how much hatred does someone that has like double D cup boobs, you know, get for not wearing a bra because their boobs aren't like defying gravity? You know what I mean?
Well, even that was the other work thing that I just remembered with the nipple stuff. someone that I worked with, one of the managers, had a little bit, it was like average size. They weren't like small, but they weren't like huge boobs. And she would have to go into colder places sometimes, and that can make your nipples get a little bit more nipply. And there was some of the people would be like, because they didn't like her either, that she, you know, everyone has different management styles and it doesn't work for everyone. So that was like an issue that was going on, but they would like act like it was like the worst thing in the world that like her nipples were like at, like kind of poking out of her shirt a little bit and shit like that. And I was like, calm the fuck down. Like,
and if we think about that in relation to censorship, so I was saying the censorship extends to clothing, right? Because we're telling ourselves we know what's under that clothing. And so you can't make it obvious that you're wearing that, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
It also relates to people take the ideas of censorship and the idea of a nipple being sexual, and it impacts how people view people's personality, right?
Yeah.
Where people start to say, like, when your coworkers are saying stuff like that, that means they were probably starting to view this person as somehow less professional, and somehow this was impacting her job performance and her ability to be a supervisor. When like that's not
the case. She just like had other issues going on. I was like, we could talk about like her lack of ability to delegate appropriately or things like that. Instead, they're like, her nipples, like, I just need her to not talk to me. And I was like, really? You just had conversations about who's fucking each other in the employee bathroom with a manager, but somehow a manager that might have nipples, even though they all do. Well, I think everyone does. I'm not sure. Is it like a belly button thing where some people don't? I don't know. But yeah,
people don't have bellies. Just,
somebody has to have a belly button.
No, I think some people don't.
Don't confuse Kyle XY with real life.
Kyle XY does not, but I don't know if he's real. So.
Yeah. But also, like, even with censorship stuff, it also goes to, like, what our bodies, beyond, like, the sexualization, it goes to, like, what our bodies can do. So all the things, when we saw it go viral, when people were like, oh, I got some vaginal juices coming out and it stains my underwear because vagina juices are acidic, everyone, if you didn't know, so it can mess with a lot of things.
You are, like, that will literally
normal.
People were like so offended by that, and like there's some people who they were runners and they ran in free blood when they were menstruating during a race, and everyone's like, oh my god, they bled on themselves. Oh my god, they're like, I'm trying to show you what's happening, like, and that, like, so the censorship goes like all these ways, and even goes to like what your body can do. Yeah.
You know what this is boiling down to, which I kind of figure, because this is what most of our conversations boil down to. It has to do with this standard of who is the normal person in society. When we looked at the standard, it's a cis, mm-hmm. white, straight man, specifically a cis man. So then we see that this is the standard partner's society.
Like the cute, small, cis, white female with no body hair.
Yeah. And they're also modest and they don't show themselves, et cetera, et cetera. So when we think of like what's normal,
but
what's
they show themselves to the right person.
Oh, but what's supposed to be accepted by society.
Yeah.
It's influencing how we view all of these other things. Right. Mm-hmm. So because I completely lost my train of thought.
I don't know where you were going either.
This is very embarrassing.
We're going to leave it in so they know the real us.
There we go.
Well, that also another shout out to a YouTube video, everyone, because I'm obsessed with media. The Try Guys, also a BuzzFeed transition to their own thing. Some of the Try Guys partners and wives, who actually they're all moms, I guess, not wives, but they picked three moms on their staff, just did a thing where they did a photo shoot, like trying to be sexy and kind of like showing more of their bodies. And it was just really interesting the way that they talk about themselves, and they were also scared to show their bodies, and we're all like, big, even though we're moms, like, we still have other things going on for us. It just is like, you're supposed to be a catch before you're married and a mom. And then when you're a mom, you're supposed to like hide yourself in the closet and like be like the, you can be seen but not heard kind of thing, like be in the background, like support everyone else. Just, this just boils. We started with nipples and we're getting down to structural issues with society, everyone. Rough.
Retweet.
Very rough, everyone.
Are nipples the building blocks of the future society of freedom?
I mean,
damn, honestly, that was deep.
I want everyone listening to understand that it's 10 o'clock at night and it's the weekend where people aren't supposed to think about things, but because we all work too much. We have to think about things. So
yeah.
You know what I can't stop thinking about?
What?
You know how you mentioned like about gold on nipple area? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to look at this, but also like piercings and like mm-hmm. tattooing around that general area. But then like people who do have piercings, like maybe hide it, like me.
Yeah.
You know, we all have piercings, everyone.
So. Like all three of us. And like, I they still have one that.
I'm just kidding.
Just the one.
I'm just kidding.
So why was I about to make the same joke and be like, they pierce us all at one time with one needle?
Man, no, it was all safe and clean. Everything's okay. But that also makes a difference. Like I you were talking. You can't see me. I'm wrapping myself up, everyone.
I always like criticize myself because I'm like, mm-hmm. no, like I can't not wear a bra. And like a lot of people probably don't give a shit, but I don't even wear normal bras. I wear sports mm-hmm. bras all the time. I wear non-padded bras.
Yeah.
But I have little like bralettes.
Conscious. Yeah. Like bralettes always. But I'm always like self-conscious. Like, what do people see? What mm-hmm. are people gonna say at work? I am in management and I'm like, am I not going to be taken seriously? Mm-hmm. You know, so I wear something to cover up my initial top. Like if I'm wearing a t-shirt, I wear something over it mm-hmm. and things like that. But, and then on the other hand, I'm over here, like I did something for myself, for my body, something that I've been talking about for years to get, you know, piercings. Mm-hmm. And I am afraid to let them be, not necessarily show them off, but like, I mean, that's what they're for, but I don't let them be because I'm afraid of being judged.
Well, and with that, because I've had the same thought before, because I had definitely have shirts and things that you can completely see that I have piercings. And I'm like, well, what's going to happen when I go to work? Blah, 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 blah. I keep saying blah, blah, blah. That's not a thing. What's going to happen when I go to work? And I was wearing something the other day that you could kind of see them. And I realized part of the thing that holds me back is because we've put such this emphasis on like protecting the nipple that's attached to a breast, people stare.
Mm-hmm.
Even people who are on, who are feminist and are all about free the nip, people will stare at your nipples mm-hmm. and you're like, bro, you have no reason to be staring at my chest right now.
I imagine that's the same experience for people who are really big chested
mm-hmm.
or
similar.
I would say even if they're not like a feminine, like the like stereotypical like feminine body shape, if it's somebody else, if your body isn't like they're ripped, like strong, like for cis guys, they probably get stares if they're a certain shape too. That's it. It's like it's the Barbie and Ken thing. Like if you don't look like this smooth, like made up thing, then you just get stared at. You get told that you can't wear certain things.
So instead of changing the culture and saying like let's stop looking at people as objects or looking at part of people as objects,
mm-hmm.
you have people like, I mean, Aridia and I are sitting in this space, and I would say that we're both fairly like confident people and kind of like F the system, man. I've had the same exact thoughts about like what's going to happen when I go into my workspace. How are people going to interact with me?
Yeah,
this is a
social thing. So I'm like, everyone, I'm vaccinated and booster-nated, and I'm still scared of COVID and going in public places. But I went to an escape room with some of my coworker friends. I don't know anyone. And I was masked.
Wait, so you went on a whole rant about being scared of COVID to say that you locked yourself in a small room with people.
But I'm already locked in a room with them at work.
Yeah, I know.
But I was wearing a mask too. So I wore a mask. I had sanitizer with me. But I was wearing a really cute dress. Thank you, Alex. It was hers. And I always wear shorts under my dress because that's just like the person that I am, because I'm not conscious enough of the way my body moves to like make sure my dress isn't coming up and I'm not accidentally flashing people. And I'm not saying like cover yourself. It's more like if someone's not asking to see me, then like, I don't want to accidentally be flashing people kind of thing. But anyways, there was a part when I had to crawl, which I had asked people if I was going to be active and they were like, no. And I was like, I'll be cute then. And so there's a part when I had to crawl when I, and I went first because little old brave Marissa, and one of the guys said, oh, I didn't want to go behind you because you were wearing a dress. Which is like a lot of things. That's not even like a big deal. Cause you can be like, oh, it's respectful. Literally. He could have been like, hey, do you have shorts on? Hey, make sure your dress is done, Marissa. I'm going to come in behind you. And I wouldn't have thought anything of it. I would have been like, oh, thanks.
Or just like
not look up my dress.
Yeah. Maybe don't look up someone's dress because unless
he's very nice. He like, wasn't. Yeah.
No, but that also just shows the normalization of there's parts on bodies that they're so like censored that we're taught that like, if there's a chance you might see it, even if you don't mean to, like you're going to try and glance at it by accident, even if you didn't mean to, because it's censored and it's like something that we're not supposed to do. So like we might end up doing it. It's just such a weird thing. And I'm not, mm-hmm. that person is probably a wonderful person, but like, even if you were crawling for a dress to be showing your butt cheeks or whatever else, mm-hmm. it would have had to have flipped up onto your back. Right? Like the dress that you were wearing.
The one I was wearing wasn't like a super short dress either. But it just is interesting. Like that's even like, it's not even just like work and professional. It's like day-to-day
activities.
And Alex and I have even had our mom make comments about like the way we were dressed or like if our nipples were showing too much in something and like, I rarely, maybe once have walked around in like an actual like sheer, like when you can see through things, it's more just like, you know, the shape of whatever's there. And we've had those conversations. And I was like, no, mom, we don't change how we're dressed to appease other people. Other people change their attitudes. Mm. That was a whole argument we had because it's not even that she was against it. It's more like she wants to protect people. And it's so ingrained in you that you think the way to protect people is to protect the person that might be harassed or victimized in some way, like, or might gain too much attention in the wrong way.
Instead of holding others accountable.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, when we're talking about like certain body parts, like us having to be extra careful, like, or feeling like we have to be extra mm-hmm. careful, I should say. Just from this whole conversation, it made me like really, really process what that means for me specifically. Mm-hmm. And I've realized that what that means for me specifically is not necessarily being ashamed of myself or what other people might think of me, but what my other people might do. Not necessarily in like a context warning, like an assault standpoint physically, but like what kind of comments am I going to get? Mm-hmm. What kind of, attitudes am I going to get?
How will it affect like the overall perception of you? Not like other people's opinions matter, but like you were saying, like you're in management, if you're trying to do your job or like you're trying to be an artist and then you have someone that might have like a little bit of like whatever opinions and they might like take your work for less than it's worth or something like that. Cause they're like, oh, well, Iridium looks like this or dresses like this.
And I've personally just known people and like, past relationships and things like that, where it's been like so constant over sexualizing my body mm-hmm. to the point where it's uncomfortable. Like, mm-hmm. it's fine for someone to be like, oh, it's fine. Be comfortable in your own body. Like mm-hmm. what's comfortable. You look good. But then it's another thing of like the second that you do wear something comfortable or mm-hmm. something that you feel good in, like it's so sexualized that mm-hmm. it doesn't make you a prude to not want to constantly hear that because you are not an object
or you're told
have to hear it.
If you decide that you don't want to be in your crop top and your booty shorts one day because you're just like want to wear your giant hoodie like me, it's like then it's not good enough. You're like frumpy.
Yeah,
or like there's no winning. Yeah.
Or like, I don't know why you have to, cover up so much. Like, I'm not going to do anything or like, I'm not trying to do anything. And it's mm-hmm. like, it's not for anybody. It's for myself or I just like to feel okay. You know,
also when you get in the whole world of like social media and how that stuff works, you get like attacked for sexualizing yourself and showing yourself a certain way. But that's also how people are getting like the most attention and like gaining clout on their platforms. A lot of people, not all, but like a good chunk of people, it's like that Instagram aesthetic, that like the perfect body, like the kind of skimpy clothes. It's like, you know, which I'm not shaming that either. Like if that's what you want to do, power to you. But the fact that that's how we expect you to like achieve success in your own right. But then on the way up, you're just going to be like trashed the whole way up for being like showing too much or like being a certain type of way.
Yeah. Which... like pay attention. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go, you go.
Oh, I was going to mention like pay attention, who... pay attention to who comes up on your For You page, like on TikTok, who like Instagram and TikTok and Facebook algorithms tend to push to the top for people to see more of. You know, yeah, they may be this beautiful person, blah, blah, blah. They wear short skirts, crop tops, but also how much are they getting shit on the whole time?
Yeah.
Like, literally just what Marissa said, but just this pay is attention.
Like a bit of a diversion, but even... so originally we were like, oh, we had talked about like plastic surgery, and then we're like, oh, maybe nipples is a segue and you just talk about like bodies and stuff. And they're like, no, censorship is like the better thing with nipples. But I'm kind of on the plastic surgery route, like the way that we look, how like that censorship is like influencing the way that people are like changing their bodies, which I'm totally fine with people changing the way that they look if they're doing it for themselves and they're open and honest about it. And in today's day and age, some people need, I think, should need to go to therapy before they get certain plastic surgery. But like the Kardashians, all of them are beautiful people. Like before, I don't care. You all can put up the memes of like Kendall and Kylie when they're younger that you make fun of a 12-year-old. If that makes you feel better, good for you. But they're all just beautiful people. They have access to good skincare and like good nutrition. So that'll change the way you look. But I just saw a picture of Khloe Kardashian, and she looks like a different person. And I have a feeling it's not just knowing that the fact that she like tried to sue people for putting up that one picture of her in a bikini. It probably isn't a choice that she would made if she was in a different like career field. It's definitely probably a pressure. And like, she's probably getting more attention for it, 'cause she's like, you look more perfect every day. But then like Aridian was just saying, like, if you look at the comments, it's probably people like bashing her as well, especially if you go on Twitter. Twitter's a rough house sometimes, but it's just kind of scary that there's no way you can win and that people are literally changing themselves and getting surgery and doing this stuff to try to fit this aesthetic that we also shame and like say shouldn't exist too. It's like it's very weird.
Yeah.
My brain is partially following how we got from nipples and dress code to here. But I think ultimately it relates back to kind of what I brought up at the beginning about how are we interacting with these systems and what does that look like?
Well, we
and
start even to if censor you're, ourselves.
Well, yeah. I talk a little bit slower than you. If you let me, I'm going to get there.
My brain was connecting the dots too.
Okay, well, my brain connected them first.
Okay, well, this is a community conversation, everyone, and a brainstorming session. No one is wrong.
Okay, but I'm right. So
I didn't.
What I was getting at is what you were just saying is that my brain is trying to follow how our conversation got here.
Yeah.
And I think part of it does relate to how do we start reinforcing these same censorships? One with like how we portray ourselves on social media, which that can be altering ourselves so we look a certain way. That can also be playing into the censorship that like if we wear something skimpy and like we're hinting at like, ooh, what's underneath this? Like, how are we also playing into this idea of censorship and this idea of these parts of my body should be sexual and should be seen as sexual? Because then in the same breath of what you and Aridian said is you can get likes and followers from doing that because that's still promoted. Wow. Full circle. Censorship relates to rape culture.
I mean, yes. Ooh. Just think about the last time, like you went to, if any of you have like tried to post a full body picture, the last time when you're like, oh, this was sticking out on me, or oh, there's cellulite here. Oh, we start censoring our own bodies and trying to make the perfect version of ourselves in the process. And like, oh, my nipple was out too much here, like poking through my shirt, not out. But like, you know, that kind of thing, like back to the nipple. It just.
I would argue.
We police our own bodies.
For my own clarity, I don't know if I'd use the word censorship for ourselves. I would say that we police our own bodies while playing into the censorship of what shouldn't be shown. So we can, I mean, I can tell you, I'll post a booty pic. I literally just posted a picture the other day and I was like, I'm posting a thirst trap because I want to hype myself. Also knowing that other people are going to hype me too. Right. And part of the thirst trap is like, look at this body. Oh, but also what's underneath the clothing that's being worn, right? Mm-hmm. It's playing into those same things. Oh my gosh, I'm a part of rape culture.
Yeah.
We all are. I'm going to have an existential crisis tonight when I go to sleep.
Been there, Alex. You're feeling crappy about yourself.
This is Marissa and I am perfect.
No. And you're like, oh, you know what? I look really cute in this. I'm gonna post a picture. Blah blah blah. No, I know exactly what you mean, Alex. Don't feel guilty.
Which also I love to hype myself, and I will forever still post whatever pictures I want. But it's also interesting how I can post something knowing the reaction that I'm gonna get from people because of what I'm posting, which is sad because like if I post a picture of me smiling, I feel like I should get just as much hype.
Look through people's Instagrams, even some of like the guy influencers. I saw there was one guy who was like a TikTok reel, and I was like, oh my god, like classically, like stereotypical prototype of like white pretty boy, like whatever, skinny boy. But I went to his Instagram and I was like, oh my god, I actually don't mind looking at some of his stuff because he was smiling in his pictures, like not like the like fuck boy smile or any of that. He was like actually just like smiling and like look, he was genuinely happy, which it could be fake because somebody is all fake. But look through people's Instagrams. There's so many people don't look at the cameras. They don't smile. Like those were the two.
This is another episode.
Yeah. But it's all connected. That's the point.
It is all connected.
We could connect this back to episode two, whatever it was.
I hope somebody is listening to this high, and so like their brain is like
they can't follow. There's no way they're following.
They're like 100%. These bitches know what they're talking about.
The sober people aren't even following. So, one of the takeaways that I want anyone who's listening at this point that I want you to take from this is one. Hone in on the fact and like challenge yourself in the way that you interact with friends and family members. There's no body part that's inherently sexual. It's just a body. We exist in them for our time on the planet. Right?
Also, do not sexualize children either when they like tell little kids they can't wear bikinis or things like that.
Yeah. So no body part is inherently sexual. And then I also say, look through your social media and how you interact in spaces and see how you might use this idea of censorship to like promote yourself in some capacity. And I'm not saying that's bad, but just like challenge what that means and what does that look like? And what does that mean for how we interact in space and how we might be unintentionally promoting things? Cause I go through this all the time. Like can sexual liberation exist in a society that teaches us that our bodies are objects?
Yeah.
That was a big takeaway.
I do want to hop in very quickly because we touched on it at the beginning. Our giveaway.
Yes.
I'm just so excited about it. We posted about it. The rules. I'm sorry. Is this a good time to talk about the giveaway?
Yes. I was on the Instagram looking at it.
That's where I was going to go next. So.
The rules for entry are super simple. Just like that post, tag one person you're grateful for. Just make sure you're following us. And if you want just like an extra entry, share it to your Insta story.
Make sure you tag us or we won't know that you shared it.
I'm hoping that just like more people looking at this it'll encourage them to listen to what we have to say and hopefully learn just a little bit more. It's literally just like a full circle. I don't know.
Is that what you all want? You want pictures of people? Huh?
Well, also, we're extremely grateful for the humans that want to engage us and want to interact. So we also wanted to give you all a gift. It's like we're getting to the holiday season. It's like it's sweater weather time. We want to embrace that. So we want to give you all stuff that we actively use in our lives. And hopefully you all look at it and think like, this is dope. I want to be a part of this.
I feel like people are going to think the light is like boring, but I'm going to make an Instagram video about it because I think it is so cool.
No, you should
know my genuine excitement. When I got one for myself, I literally sent videos to everyone I knew about how it worked. It helped me when the power went out. We were supposed to bring it to Bonnaroo. It's like a part of the family.
Yeah. You know, Alex, thank you so much for mentioning that. 100% for sure. It's not all about the likes or the viewers or followers or blah, blah, blah. Every single item that we chose for this giveaway, we like thought about and like came up with together about like what we think someone that would be our friend would enjoy or someone that would, you know, like, I don't know if that makes sense.
This is going to sound really embarrassing. And I know this is a one-way friendship technically because you all listen to me, but you all are my friends.
I listen to you all. I like all your responses. And I'm always like, thank you for laughing at my Instagram post.
No, and that's why we've been trying to find more ways, like a book club or making a Discord, like more ways to interact, because I want to hear more of the people who are listening and like engaging on stuff, what you all have to say. Like maybe we can make a Bonnaroo camping group or something. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Exactly what Alex said. It's about engaging.
Yeah, I want
to.
Who
wants to go to Bonnaroo and do the giveaway?
Okay, I genuinely want to see this become a community. And so part of the giveaway is to say, like, we see you all and we appreciate you all for how you interact with us. And because I believe in community and I believe in collective spaces. And like,
we were part literally of us, born together.
Well, and part of us, I mean, like I said earlier, we bought all this stuff with our own money. None of this was like a gift. We are just random people on the internet. We aren't being gifted things. We bought this stuff and some of it was made by Iridian, right?
My mom sends me things sometimes. Should I add those to the giveaway?
Marissa, I know it's late, but I was really going on a good monologue there. On that note, I think that's a perfect timing to maybe say goodnight and farewell for right now because you ruined my monologue.
Enter the giveaway. Enter the giveaway. Be our friends.
Yes. Okay. We just want to be friends.
You all are all beautiful humans. The people on the Zoom call with me are beautiful humans. Those of you who are listening are beautiful humans. Jump to our Instagram and also stay tuned because we do want to start doing stuff that we can more actively engage you all because we like you all. I'm saying that with like cute smiley faces and like hands on my face. Like
yeah,
I'm
you can't see us, but it's cute.
Okay. Talk to you later, beautiful humans.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.